Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's always a delight to have you here. This is Sharon, and it is a beautiful day where I am, and I hope it is where you are. But for those of you who have been with me for a while, you know how I feel about it. Whether it's rain, sleet, snow, as long as you have joy in your heart, it's a beautiful day. You know, we as a country, a nation, has gone through so much over the last few weeks. And I know sometimes you may be wondering, well, how is it possible to have joy? How is it possible to be content? And I am learning and have learned so much about the concept of being content, you know, whether it's in a personal life or whether it's in your business. And if you haven't study that or research that, do a little study on what it means to just be content, because the truth of the matter is, it could be a lot worse. It really could be, and there are some people who would love to be where you are today. So it's a hard lesson to learn, but being content. And today, we are going to dive into a topic as it relates to your business. You know, for the last few weeks, we have been talking about business ownership, and we have been talking about how you should manage your business, especially if you're starting a business or you have a business and you're looking at various things to do with your business. And we are going to address the marketing piece today. We're going to just touch on the marketing piece today because it is a huge, huge topic. But we're going to talk just a little bit about it today. It's an area that I really like and I really enjoy, and we're going to talk about that today. But before we dive in, let me just say it to all my faithful listeners who have been with me since day one. Some of you have been with me, maybe not since day one, but you've been with me on this journey for a long time. I am so appreciative of you, and I just love you. Thank you so much. And for those who may be new, welcome. And the mission of the show is to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. And you're probably wondering, well, how do you do that? How do you build strong businesses in the community? Well, it starts by information, education. It starts by learning about how to brand your business, how to engage customers, how to bring awareness to your business. How do you do those things? And then once you've brought awareness to your business, are you ready to take potential clients or clients through the buying cycle, if you have products or services that you want to buy, media buying, internet, social media, digital marketing. Oh, my goodness, there's so many topics that can help businesses to be successful if they educate themselves around those things, and they're informed about those things. So we do our best to not only enlightened, but to inform and to entertain on this show. And not only that, but you know I say it all the time to my faithful listeners. You know I say it all the time. Not only do we talk about those things, but we also talk about relationships, because it is so important to know how to get along with people. You know, there are people that have been on this planet for a long time and still don't know how to get along with people. So we need to know how to get along with people. And sometimes you have to do some research and study and introspection. But learning how to get along with people is very important to your business as well. So with that said, thank you so much for joining me again today. And we're going to just dive right in. You know, over the last few weeks, I have been talking about your business. Your business. We talked about a little bit about business planning. We've talked about launching a business. Now we're talking about managing a business, and we've already touched on some topics as far as managing your business. So if you missed those topics, just go to the website, go to our archive shows, and you will find them there. But today, let's dive into marketing. Marketing and sales. Marketing is, sometimes people find it overwhelming. And, you know, with the way things are happening today, the industry, the platforms, the environment has changed as it relates to marketing. It used to be that a lot of marketing was done by phone, or you place an ad in a book or white pages or yellow pages or a directory in hopes that if someone needed the type of services that you offered, they would find you there. Billboards were very prominent and all over the place. Well, today, you can still use directories and you can still do things like that, but the environment has changed, and now there's more and more digital marketing, social marketing. So how do you go about establishing a marketing plan for your business? And all business owners know that a marketing plan takes money. It takes time and preparation. It takes having a budget, meaning if you decide that you want to do advertising on social media, if you want to advertise in directories, most of the time it takes money to do that. If you want to advertise on a radio show or radio station or television station, it takes resources in order to do that. So before you dive in to the details of it, it's best to make sure that you have a plan. Have a plan before you just dive into spending money on an ad, because the question is going to arise, hopefully at some point, what is the purpose of this ad? Who are you trying to reach? So let's dive in and talk about some areas of your marketing plan that you want to take a look at before you start spending money on advertising and spending money on various ways of reaching people and telling them about your business. Understanding who your target market is. That's really important. Who is your target market? In fact, this will probably take a little bit of time for you to determine who is my target market. Who is it that you're trying to reach? And many times businesses start out saying, oh, well, our products and services can be used by practically everyone. But you will find it very beneficial if you really narrow down who your target market is. What does that market look like? What is the size of that market? And what are the demographics around that market? You know, I mean, what age will the market, what gender, so many things. What geographical location do you want to target? Do you want to target people just around your business, within the radius of your business? Or are you wanting to go further and maybe even expand to other states or possibly go internationally? Things like this take time and it takes thought. And also, what are some of the traits of your target market? Are there unique traits about them? Do they like certain types of sports, racing? Are they into various industries? And do they look at various trends? Things you need to know. And is there really a demand for your business? Is there a demand for your business? And I have been doing some research because I'm going to bring this topic to you as well. The workforce is really, really changing. You know, I just mentioned, is there demand for your business? But believe it or not, because of technology and because of software, big data, and because of algorithms, and because of new technologies as it relates to transportation and automated work processes, the work environment, the way we do things, are changing. And there are some jobs that will become obsolete. And I am going to talk about that because I want you to be informed as far as the various industries out there. And if you're in one of those industries that's trending towards being obsolete or that's looking like it may be obsolete in the future, I want you to know about it so that you can go ahead and start making some preparations. So, is there demand for your business? You really need to study and research. It used to be you could just start a business and you probably could be successful if you worked really hard and you treated people really nice and you had great customer service. Well, there are some things you need to look at today as far as your target market. The next thing, competitive advantage. And we'll also talk about, do you have a sales plan? Do you have an action plan? Do you have a budget? These are things that we're going to talk about. And after you've determined some of those things, have you set some type of measurement for your business to see if you're doing well or if you may need improvement? And if you're going to have a business that has products or services that people need to pay for, how will they pay for them? Where would they pay for them? I know that sounds like it would be kind of common sense, and it is, but in today's environment, people want convenience. Do you offer that convenience to your clients, to your customers, to your potential customers? So how will you accept payments? Will they have to come into your office? Will they have to mail it? Can they go online to pay for services? We'll talk about some of those things right here on the show. It sounds like a lot, doesn't it? It really does, but it's not. And if you're really excited about starting your business and you're really excited about what you have to offer and you think you have something special to offer, it really can be fun. It's not as bad as it sounds. And when we come back, we are going to dive right in. This is Sharon. Thank you for joining me.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again, so I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio, I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio, if you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app. Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today. It's always a delight to have you here on the show. And today we are talking about your business. If you wanted to start a business, if you already have a business, We've talked about managing your business, launching your business. Today, we're talking about marketing. Marketing, having a marketing plan. And I'm going to tell you something. I remember when I started one of my businesses, I really had to sit down and process and think about, you know, who am I going to target? Who's going to be my audience? Because there were so many audiences out there that I could target for the business that I started, but I had to really narrow it down because I really wanted to be good in that area. And so, once again, really take a look at your target market, the size of that market, and maybe niching down to a particular audience. It may do you very well, not only that, only now, but in the future as well. And also determining, you know, what is going to be your marketing and your sales plan? What's going to be your plan of action? You know, what are going to be some of the channels that you're going to use? What are those channels going to be? Are you going to use radio? Are you going to advertise online? Are you going to use directories, billboards? How are you going to reach your audiences or your target audience? What about your pricing strategy? Are you going to use promotions? These are just things that you need to think about if you're wanting to start a business and you're in the phase of looking at your marketing. And also doing your research, and I know I've already talked about this, but I'm going to say it again. Do your research. Look at your competition. Take a look at what they're doing because it may be able to help you to determine what you want to do and what you don't want to do. And with marketing professionals, they have a way of using certain software to kind of take a look at some of the details of what your competition is doing. And I'm telling you, it's really exciting taking a look at those things, you know. And marketing professionals can help you do that, especially if you're looking at doing more digital and online marketing. And I'm going to encourage you, if you are not in the digital arena, if you don't have a website or if you're not on some of the social media platforms that would be good for your business, I'm encouraging you, please take a look at that because more and more people are doing their shopping, their researching online. But not only that, but that mobile device that practically everyone has, even little children, that little gadget, that mobile phone, is becoming more and more and more popular. And if you are not able to reach your audience through mobile devices, online marketing, you are going to be left behind because it's when and where people want to do business, and millions of people are doing business digitally and online. So I encourage you to include that in your marketing action plan. And like I've said to you before, if all of this sounds kind of overwhelming or it sounds like it's just too much for you to do, don't forget, there are professionals out there that can help you. Like I mentioned in another show, if you need to start looking at your financials, your long-term, short-term planning, your assets, your liabilities, you can get an accountant or a CPA to help you with that. Well, it's the same way with marketing. There are marketing professionals, and we tend to have a good idea as far as some of the things that you might need to take a look at and how to go about taking a look at your competition so it's not overwhelming to you. And digital marketing and marketing encompasses so much more than what we're talking about here, but this is a good start. The next thing you need to consider is your budget. What is your budget? Do you have a budget? Or are you not at that point right now? And if you don't have a budget, you may have to do a lot of it on your own. With my business, I wanted to do a lot of it on my own because I wanted to learn. But there were some things I didn't budget for. I didn't have a budget for, so I had to do it myself. I had to do it. And I learned to do a lot of things with my business, things that I don't have to depend on anybody to do, but then there are other things that I do seek out specialists for. And it'll be the same with you. So if you have a budget, great. You can hire people that are professionals and know what they're doing to assist you with your business. And if you don't, you may have to learn on your own. And there's a lot of resources out there online that have free courses, free lessons out there that you can learn, that you can use and utilize to your advantage. You can just go online, type in what you're looking for, YouTube, use those channels to learn what you don't know. The last thing that I'm going to talk about today is your competitive advantage. Do you have a competitive advantage? And in today's society, in the world today, because people have so many options, and they can get to those options relatively quickly by just using a search engine and typing in their information or putting in their information. And all this information, all these companies and services and products are there. So what will be your competitive advantage in the midst of all of that? Is it going to be your price? Will you offer a lower price? Is it going to be your product? Do you have a great product? Is it going to be the fact that your products are maybe friendly, environmentally friendly? Because, you know, people are looking at that more and more. And, again, it all depends on your target audience. So it depends on if you're targeting moms, new moms, moms who just had babies. This is their first year with a baby. If you're targeting pilots or firefighters, if you're targeting software companies, who is your target audience? Are you targeting millennials? Are you targeting seniors? Are you targeting the mature market? Who are you targeting? That is going to help to determine what you need to take a look at as far as your competitive edge with your potential customers. And you may even try your best to compete on having excellent service, trust me. Excellent service, wow, is hard to find today. So just on excellent customer service alone, you may do very well if you give excellent customer service and get great word of mouth. So these are just a few things as it relates to marketing that you might want to take a look at within your business plan if you are doing a business plan. And I encourage you to take a look at these areas. And when we come back, I'm going to just share a little bit about jobs that may be obsolete in the future. So when we come back, we'll dive in. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Zay Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up. And you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
I want to thank you so much for joining me today. We have been talking about marketing your business, and we just touched on just some basic things as it relates to marketing and preparing to market your business. We will also, in future shows, talk about this digital environment and how exciting that is. And, oh, there's so many components to it, but it really can be exciting and it really can do some great things for your business, but you have to be consistent with that, and it's all part of marketing, all part of your marketing plan. But when we went on the break, I shared with you that I wanted to talk really briefly about this industry and the world and what's possibly coming within the next 30 years. And it may be less than that. But if you have young children, and even you yourself, if you are wanting to make sure that you're not left behind and that you're not taken by surprise, there are some things that you really need to take a look at. And within the next 20 years or less, robotics and automated machines are going to become more and more advanced. And because of that possibility, because of the probability that that is going to happen, there's the potential to replace millions of jobs. And I want my listening audience to be aware of some of the jobs that may be on the line, and which ones will continue to be successful in the future. There are things that you really need to know, and I want you to be aware because you need to know. And there are some very popular common occupations out there, and with those common occupations, what's the likelihood that those occupations can be automated? And one of the jobs that has the potential and probability and will more than likely be automated in the future, it's food preparation and serving workers, possibly retail salespersons, cashiers, office clerks. These are potential jobs that potentially have a likelihood of being automated in the future. In fact, those jobs are 75 to 100% that they will likely be automated. And a lot of research has gone into various jobs and estimating their potential for becoming obsolete. But not only that, but freight and stock material movers, waiters and waitresses, 94% likely that their jobs will become automated. Secretaries and administrative assistants, 96% likely that their jobs will become automated. Accounting, bookkeeping, 98% that they will become automated. And you probably wonder, well, how in the world can bookkeeping and accounting become automated? Well, if you take a look at the fact that algorithms, oh my goodness, just look at Facebook and their algorithms and how they calculate things. It is possible, 98% likely, that bookkeeping and accounting and auditing clerks will become automated. And also sales reps, wholesale and manufacturing. If you do a lot of repetitive things, it is a probability that your job can become automated. And one that you may not even think about, real estate agents, their jobs will more than likely become automated. And you're saying, well, how can that be? Well, if you think about it, you can actually go online right now and go to websites and just put in your location where you're looking, and it brings up all the houses that are for sale if they're listed, and you can find them anywhere. In any state. So things are becoming more and more automated, and you're probably wondering, well, and there's so many more. And again, I may just dedicate a show to this, but there are so many more. Food prep workers, construction laborers, landscaping, groundskeeping, security guards, assemblers, fabricators. These are jobs that may become obsolete. Now, what are some of the jobs that are kind of safe for now? Well, one of the number one jobs that's pretty safe right now, clergy and financial advisors, massage therapists. And you know why? You know why that is? Because they have not yet found a way to automate human touch, meaning whether it's physically or figuratively being there to coach people and help people. They haven't found a way to automate that quite yet. So those jobs that are high-touch jobs, either physically high-touch or figuratively high-touch, teachers, coaches, counselors, it's hard to automate that. Management analysis, police, sheriffs, electricians, attorneys, those are jobs that are going to be hard to duplicate or replicate or automate. Software developers. Oh, it's just so interesting, and I want you to be informed because I don't want you to be taken off guard and taken by surprise. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I've had a wonderful time with you. And my dad used to tell me years ago, he said, you know what, if you want to be successful, you need to surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I'm encouraging you to do the same thing today. Thank you so much for having me and for having me in your home, on your radio, in your car. And I hope you have a wonderful, productive week. This is Sharon.